Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Hey, 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 good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you to our broadcast today. Well, we are keeping it live right here talking about our upcoming first annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo that is going down this Saturday. That's right, just 2 days and a wake up. And we will be marching down to 9-25 Arlene Street in Newark, New Jersey for a phenomenal time at networking where you will get an opportunity to meet up with some phenomenal people doing phenomenal things that's willing to empower you, to encourage you, to support you in what you're doing, and for you to come and connect with these individuals that are doing great things. You know, somebody once told me, and I believe it too, and I've noticed it, that success leaves clues. So if you want to be successful, and I know you do, because who doesn't? We all want to be successful, and we all have the right to be successful. You know, God did not make any junk. So you want to come down to it's called the District 1199J building, downtown, right on the corner of Market Street and MacArthur Highway. For some of you who've been living in New Jersey a long, long time, you know that MacArthur Highway and Route 21 are the one and the same. And right there next door to Gateway. So we're calling all women, ladies. We know there's some men are coming as well because, you know, that's just how it is sometimes. We have vendors. We have a nice lunch for you. You can order your ticket online. We have a website at www.womenandwomenleadersandentrepreneurs.yolasite.com. Go to the website or call any of the numbers, 908-432-1853 or 973-573-2494. Give us a call, and we will assist you. But we still have a few vendor spots left. If you want to get a vendor table to showcase your products and your services, we also have the best speakers that we could get in New Jersey. We have Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, who wrote for Essence Magazine for 25 years. She is a powerhouse psychologist, speaker, teacher, lecturer, mother, grandmother, wife, just phenomenal, and a friend to so many. I mean, she could help you just in, you know, one sentence. She could really, really help you. Then we have Miss Francine Humphrey. She also runs a women's program, Issues Concerning Women. She's out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. She's coming here. We have Miss Pam Knight coming from Maryland to share with us how to really get these government contracts. We know they're out there. I know they're out there. I have friends who work with the federal government who has told me that there are government contracts. But how do you get one? How do you get to be a part of that? So she's going to come and give us some inside secrets to how to get ready and what's the real skinny of doing that so that we can also tap into this humongous piece of the economy that we often don't get a part of. So she's going to be there. Then we have a college professor who has made it her business to train leaders over the past, like, 25 years. She's run a company for many, many years entitled Leadership Possibilities. She will be there, Mary Ann Cotchett. We have Audrey Bell Carney, who is also a leader, very dynamic, very phenomenal. She will also be there. So it's just going to be awesome, awesome, and amazing. And I know, you know, I know Audrey is very busy, so I'm not sure if she'll get a chance to call into the show today. We certainly invited her to be here today. But, you know, here, the LaLisa Williams Show, we're on each and every day to empower those individuals. You know, and when we had Dr. Grant on the show last week, or a week and a half ago, rather, she said, last week we had her on. She said, you know, LaLisa, that's a great topic for your show, Release Your Power. So, you know, we just want to encourage people to release your power. You know, you got things that you could be doing. Certainly we have things that we're doing. We're, you know, doing some training. If you are a company, a group, or organization, and you need a trainer, we can do sexual harassment training, diversity training. You have a group of new hires and you want them to be acclimated to your company, to your organization. You want your employees to come into the organization with a mindset that they're engaged to the organization, committed to high levels of productivity. We can do that type of training, communication and interpersonal skills training, and also training that can help your employees figure out if they're, you know, figure out what they're good at, their personality styles and traits, and how they fit in with the other team members, and help the other team members understand their personalities as it relates to others so that they can be highly productive within the workforce. So if you are a company or an organization or you know someone that is, please have them call me, PSUI, Performance Strategies Unlimited, and let me, you know, give them a quote, and they can, you know, bring that service into their organization. But, you know, that's what we're doing. You know, we are a small business, a woman-owned business, and we know that there are funds out there to help small business owners. But in addition to that, we also encourage people that while we are waiting for our businesses to pick up and grow and what have you, we sometimes have to take, you know, jobs here, there, and other places. So that's what, you know, that's what we're doing. But it's really exciting, and you definitely want to come down on Saturday so that I would love to meet you, and I would love to meet those people that you may come down with. And we are going to take Newark by storm. We are going to take Newark by storm on Saturday, and we're going to leave that city changed. Newark will not be the same when we're done with them. So, and for individuals who are in the organization development field, I definitely want to talk with you. There is a conference coming up in New Jersey, the Garden State Council. They're also a part of the Society for Human Resource Management, and they are having their annual conference and expo this year, and their theme is HR's Voice in Action. So they have some topics. They have exposure to 70 of New Jersey's top human resource services providers. That's going to be happening on Sunday, October the 21st through Tuesday, October the 23rd in Atlantic City. So for those of you who are in the organizational development field, such as I am, you might want to find out about that program and join in on that. Or if you don't know, you can also contact me on Facebook or LinkedIn and ask me more about that, or you can look them up on the internet for yourself. That will also be fine. So here we are. We're about halfway into our show, and I see that, yes, I was definitely expecting Audrey to tune in, and I see she hasn't tuned in yet, but I understand sometimes, people get our, wires just a little bit crossed there, and times and dates, get mixed up when you're very busy, right? I understand, because I've been there a million times. So it's all good. It's all good. The key to know is that Audrey Bell Carney is one of our speakers. She will be speaking with us, and on Saturday, you will get a chance to hear from her. So for those of you who haven't registered yet, please, we invite you to go online and register for this dynamic, powerful, awesome, awesome conference. We thank all of our vendors, each and every last one of them, for participating to bring their products and services to the forefront. This is, not only is this the century of the woman, this is certainly the decade of the small business owner. This is the year that a lot of small business owners are really coming into fruition, even though the economy is so bad. History shows that more millionaires are made during the times of recessions and of really hard economic times. A lot of times when people are let go from their jobs or somehow, not able to get jobs, it forces them to become business owners. And when you become a business owner, it can make you very aggressive toward helping your business to succeed, because it's your business. It's just like a person that moves out of an apartment where you're not responsible for the upkeep to moving into a home where it's yours, you own it, and then all of a sudden now you're responsible. You do a whole lot more. So likewise with a business, you may go to work, just work and, do what you can do, do your best. But when you become business owner, now you go way beyond doing your best. You actually want to, now you got to not only do your best for yourself, but for you and your employees or your staff or your partners or whomever else you're working for and working with. And it's just natural to put in that much more energy, which with that much more energy put into what you're doing, you're going to have that much more success. So therefore, a lot of people do become very successful during this time period. And that's what we're seeing right now, and that's what we're going to experience when we go down to 925 Alling Street. When we get there, we're going to see the success that the impact of being a small business owner. So women, leaders, and entrepreneurs summit, where we're going to talk about how to be empowered, how to flow with change, how to handle stress, how to handle leadership. We're going to talk about self-investment, going to talk about financial investment. The Rising Tide Capital will be there. We have door prizes. We've had Cityplex to give us tickets. We have people that have donated other things. We have gifts that we're going to be giving away on that day. So for $30, you're going to get a lot. Now, here's the thing. Let's just say you say, you know what, I don't have 30, I have 20. Well, you can still come, but now you won't, you know, we'll have like the VIP section, so to speak, the people that pay 30, because we have to provide lunch. And then for those of you who don't want lunch and you just want to take part in the other activities, the speakers, the vendors, then, okay, we'll let you in with your 20. But for those who actually pay the whole fee, the $30, that also includes your lunch. So we want you to show up. We want you to show up ready to have fun, ready to be educated, ready to network. You know, when it comes to finding a job, they say that 80% of finding a job today is based on your network. It's based on who you know. And who you know who knows a company or somebody that's hiring. And this is so true. I had a lady just the other day tell me about a job opportunity. And I just need to follow up with her. But she told me to, you know, email her my resume, and she would pass it on to her friend who was in a particular department, okay? So that's proof right there that, and I just met this lady, right? But so your network, doesn't have to be somebody you've been knowing since childbirth. Networking happens every single day, and that when you meet someone, they become part of your network. The only thing you need to do is to follow up with them, and then they become your network. So there you have it. I experienced it just the other day when I was meeting with a telephone agent. So we're just excited. We're just excited about all that is happening, all that is going to happen. We're excited for all the people that are joining forces with us to be a part of this. People who thought it not robbery to say, yes, I'm going to come out. Yes, I'm going to support. Some people who understand that, you know what, if I support them, then that means I'm paying it forward. It means I'm paying it forward. And then somebody will end up supporting you and what you do. And when you support someone, and then they'll support you, and they'll support what you're doing. And that's pretty much how it works. That's pretty much how it works. You support them, they support you. You know, I tell you, it is just going to be phenomenal. I just can't wait to see all that God is going to do on not only Saturday, but, you know, we're looking at Saturday and beyond. We're looking at Saturday and beyond. We know that God is doing great, 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 mighty things. And, you know, we just really appreciate all that He is doing. We had a great time at Sisterhood yesterday. We have other women that are, you know, meeting and getting ready for some great and some wonderful things. Just awesome things that are going down. We can't wait. There are a lot of people who are right now in dire straits, and we want to be there to help those people out. And we know that you want to be able to help them out, too. So now what we're going to do is actually, I tell you, I just want to right now, we're going to get to just having some happy times. You know, one of my favorite songs to play on the show is Good Times. You know, these are the good times. And if you remember that song, how many of you remember that song? You know, it said, good times, these are the good times. And it was a wonderful song back in the day. It was a song that was very positive. A lot of people, they loved the song. And I know I used to sing that song almost every day. It was a group called Chic who made the song. So, and if you remember that group, you remember they had a lot. And so in just a few minutes, we are going to hear from... Come on.
Cancel the half shell and roll it. Let me